the former Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, Dr. Samora Malti Wilson Kamara, who also happens to be the former presidential aspirant, as you have indicated, is charged by the Anti-Corruption Commission on two counts of corruption offenses. One count on misappropriation of public funds, contrary to Section 36(1), and that is in the amount of $2,560,000, being monies meant for the reconstruction of the Sierra Leone United Nations Permanent Rep Chancery Building in New York. And the other one count is for deceiving the principal, contrary to Section 40, Subsection 3 of the Anti-Corruption Act of 2008, as amended in 2019.
What can you tell us also about the other co-accused? And what is their role in these alleged corruption allegations that your commission is making?
In addition to Dr. Samora Matthew Wilson Kamara, Saidu Nalo and Fode Vafumba Bawo are jointly charged with 10 counts of corruption offenses. And you have also Fode Vafumba Bawo separately charged on 10 counts of corruption offenses involving failure to comply with applicable procedures and guidelines relating to the management of public funds, conspiracy to commit corruption offense, abuse of office, and misappropriation of public funds amounting to $1,592,200, being funds meant for the reconstruction of the Chancery Building in New York. Jill Sanders Davis, who is a contractor and an American citizen, is charged separately on one count of fraudulent acquisition of a benefit and one count of knowingly deceiving a principal, as he gave requisitions which contained statements that were defective and meant to deceive the principal, which is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation.
Mr. Kamara is a former presidential candidate for the APC. Don't you think that these allegations will be seen as a witch hunt by the current government against the previous government?
The issue actually is some sections of the public are looking at it that way, but in actual fact, that is not the case. What we are doing as an institution mandated by law to fight corruption is to make sure that we deal with it irrespective of who is involved. And so when it came to the attention of the ACC that funds have been provided for the reconstruction of the Sierra Leone Chancery Building and that those funds were not applied appropriately, we commenced an investigation.